intelligent. I can verify that. I've actually pulled them off or out of my skin and went to put it on a slide. I lost grip. It went right back exactly where I just pulled it from. That's creepy. That's creepy.
That is creepy.
But it's happening. And all you got to do is look. All you got to do is take the little spit test. I'm telling you, all of you have this. You just don't realize it. And if you want to remain willfully ignorant, whatever. But I'm telling you, you have it. The only way to stop it is for enough of us to get together and demand they tell us what's going on. That's the only way.
Well, what if they don't know, Terry?
I'm sorry?
Magellan's is an intergalactic traveler, you know, come from another solar system or another star system.
It could be.
And they don't even know yet. Because
who doesn't know?
The government.
It's possible.
And because, I mean, I listened to a site that that Bill Deegan was talking about, and, you know, he's a doctor, and... Right. And he said he couldn't match it up with anything. He said he studied it, you know, for about a year. And he said he couldn't match it up with anything on the planet.
Yeah, he was the doctor that was treating the pilots of the chemtrail releasing planes.
Right,
That's right.
Right. He said he couldn't match it up with nothing. And he said he came to the conclusion that it was a living silicone is what it was, what he said it was. Living
silica-based.
Yeah, a living silica-based life form. Yeah. And he said there's nothing on Earth that actually does that.
Well, I put a video on YouTube and Clearing the Air today. You know, out by our pool, we have, obviously, this concrete apron around it. And the concrete is separated by this, like, half of an inch little groove, and they put these plastic slats in there. Well, the plastic slats are hollow. And ants tend to get up in there and build ant beds. And there's nothing worse than being in a pool and having an ant float up and bite you. So I like to keep them cleaned out. I use my pressure washer. Well, my pressure washer died an untimely death last week, so I had to use a water hose. So I'm using a high-pressure water hose, and the stuff that's coming out, instead of being totally blown out of the trough, it's kind of coming to the surface because I don't have as much pressure. So I'm looking at it going, this stuff is gleaming in the sun. So I go get a slide, you know me, put it on the slide and go look at it. That's what one of the videos is about, is what I found that came out from underneath those slats. It's the same stuff, the same fibers, the same super reflective, super luminescent stuff. All the same things. It's all the same usual Morgellons list of suspects. It's in this goo that's living underneath the concrete. It's weird. It's everywhere, man. Yeah. It's everywhere.
But not to make light of it, but I guess if this is fibers from extraterrestrials, maybe people make them constipated and they just need a little more fiber in their diet?
No.
Okay, let's get off the fecal matter kick.
Oh, sorry.
Good Lord.
I had to. it tripped me out when I was in Argentina and watching the chemtrails. You know, they were going crazy with chemtrails. But to see all those, it looked like spider webs just all over the sky, just millions and millions of fibers floating through the air. It was tripping me out. And, of course, the locals, they called it devil spit.
Very appropriate.
Apparently, that happens somewhat often around there. But it was like just like the videos that, I don't know if any of y'all have seen the videos of it in the Midwest where they would catch on power lines and stuff and drape down.
Mm-hmm.
Looked like spiders had just invaded and... It's creepy.
Well, it's weird you say spiders, because there is an element to this that's connected to spiders. And when Postman originally started talking about spider beings, my little red warning light went off in my head. And that scares the bejesus out of me to think about that. Because there is something, this is connected somehow to spiders, and I don't really know how. But the thing is, Frank, who is like the unseen, usually unheard member of our team, he had a cousin named Darwin Vest who was considered the world's premier expert on spiders. Now, he was working for one of these three-letter alphabet agencies up in the D.C. area, and suddenly he just didn't come home from work one night. He's yet to be found. This happened, I think, in the mid-'80s, late-'80s. So what was it that they were working on with spiders? What does that have to do with this? There's some connection there. Now, a lot of people think that what they've done is a spider's web is one of the strongest materials known to man. And they believe that the military was trying to harness the spiders, whatever make, however how they make this stuff, into making protective vests and stuff for our military. And that may be, but there's a Morgellons element to it. I'm not quite sure what it is, but when you said spider being, that's scary.
Yes, it actually is. And and I mean, think about it. If you've seen the original, the ABC original series with Noah Wiley, it's called Fallen Skies. It came on a few years ago. And if you notice that there was a spider being on there, they call them skitters.
Mm-hmm.
And these are reminiscent or similar to the actual being, but this being that was on Starship Troopers, it was an arachnid, and they actually had an exoskeleton with a proboscis, you know, in the front, and something like crab claws, kind of similar to the one that that Tony Rodriguez said they had on Mars. Mm-hmm. The one that they put him in that pit with, put several guys, him and several guys in that pit with, and he said as dastardly as the Germans are, you know, and it was right in line with them, you know, for entertainment, because that's why they did it, to see how they were going to react with that with that spider being in the pit with them. Mm. As a matter of fact, if that story is true, they've already made it to our solar system. They're already here. And I've listened to at least two guys on the internet talk about that's what's going to destroy this planet, because they were in 2000, I think it was 2005, that I think it was 2015. I know it was five in the date. There was a what hurricane was that went up the East Coast, and it
no idea, man.
And it landed between the one that hit South Carolina.
I don't know. I can't keep up with them. I can't remember.
I can't remember what it was. But anyway, they had the military had an incursion with them right there a few years ago, and so they came in riding the storm. They came in, and as a matter of fact, it was a wormhole that came through, and that's what the guys were talking about on the internet. What. That's how they're going to get here. They're going to come through a singularity, and these are the same creatures. The reason why the Vietnam War was fought was because of this.
Over the portal,
right? Over the portal, and there's several here in the United States that they had to take control of, and they have to actually close them down. As a matter of fact, those portals you can open and close them with technology, you know, and the thing is, when it actually happens, the military's got to be there. And actually fight what's coming through it. It's an incredible thing to actually see one of those open up. I mean, one of those open up in Iceland, and I mean, it's the weirdest thing you ever want to see in your life.
I don't want to see it.
And it's reminiscent. You know, it's amazing how close Star Trek, the Star Trek back in the 60s, how close it was to the way these things look. And as a matter of fact, there's an episode of Star Trek that was banned because it was telling too much truth.
I didn't know that.
Yes, it is. It is.
They show us truth and they call it entertainment.
In a future,
tell us.
Probably in a future show, I'll actually look it up and mention the name of it. But I actually looked it up the other day. I can't remember it to save my life.
Now, these spider beings are called the Akari. Is that right? Acari?
Yeah, they're from they're from what we know as the constellation Sagittarius. They call that the Centaur constellation. and yes, that's right, folks. It's in the pit, as they call it. You're talking about you're talking about 20 degrees off of Sagittarius A and B. Those two giant collapsed stars in the center of our galaxy. And that's why the main gate for this galaxy is. When that they're actually interdimensional. When they come through, it'll probably be an invasion. And then who knows? That may be what will destroy this planet. But I'll be honest with you, I think AI will destroy it in the next incursion after the 1,000-year reign. I think AI will be the thing that will destroy it. But, you know, who knows? It may be them. Of course, that's that's over 1,000 years away from here. So, we never can tell. Because, I mean, Frank and I talked about it one night, and we were saying that everything that's written in the Bible is probably not going to happen in that order. All of it may not happen this go around. Most of it could happen after the 1,000-year reign. Because if you read it, the Bible reads in its succession. It goes from Revelation 1 to Revelation 22. And the only break it talks about is the break in between is that 1,000-year reign. And then that's when Satan will be let loose again. I mean, you never can tell. Some of that may be saved to the second advent of satanic forces.
Yeah. Wow. Weird stuff. I just know that fear is the opposite of faith.
Yes, it is.
I'm not scared. I'm not scared at all. Bring it on.
Yeah, don't be scared. I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You die, and if you're saved, you go to heaven. If you're not.
Exactly. And I got to tell you, I have no fear of death whatsoever. Yeah. Bring it on. Actually, with what's way my lack of quality of life right now, it got to be a relief.
Yeah. And if you examine what John talked about, the way these things looked, it said that it had the hair like women, teeth like lion, and it had a breastplate of iron, from the way it looked to him. And it had a tail on it. People, that's an arachnid.
Sounds like a scorpion.
Yeah, that's an arachnid, and that's the way those things look that Tony Rodriguez described, the ones that are on Mars now.
Mm-hmm.
That's an arachnid, something similar to what was on Starship Troopers.
Oh, I hate that. I can't stand that movie.
And the picture that Tom Cruise played in 2013 with the it had something to do with tomorrow.
Yeah, the one where, I guess where Tom Cruise every movie. Every time he dies, his day is reset, and he has to live it all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Until he kills the one that I can't remember. It was a really strange plot, but it went on forever. Yeah,
and as a matter of fact, he was caught in what you call a causality loop, and that's what we're caught in now. But it's hard for us to tell, you know, because we're overlapped by 10 to 15 different realities here, and it's kind of strange. And I don't want to lose you when you're talking about this, but I mean you got to do your research, and then you got to open up your mind, you know, for you to actually take this stuff in.
Not gonna happen.
That's why things are so strange now, you know, because these realities are overlapping, you know. And what us being inside of this cage, you know, and inside of this matrix, it's going to be that way, you know?
Okay, he said the M word. He don't get to talk for 10 more minutes. You said the M word. You said matrix.
Matrix, yeah. I oftentimes wonder what the other me's are doing, because I do believe that there are different realities going on.
Oh, there's definitely different realities.
Yes, they are.
And uncountable numbers.
And they're overlapping right now. I mean, they're overlapping, you know, because there's some strange things that you can explain that are happening.
I wonder if the other us are sitting in the studio now.
Well, here's the way I look at it. Every decision that you make offers another parallel universe, another dimension. So when you're sitting there and you decide to click that button, if you decide not to click that button, then that branches off to a whole nother, you know.
Right.
So there's uncountable numbers of different possible realities out there.
And from what I learned, there's like 10 to 15 different realities that we're exposed to now.
Probably.
10 to 15 different ones.
All right, we got to hit a break, Mr. Jason, sir.
I do believe we do.
Let me come over here and make sure you don't click the wrong button. Turn the mics off. Hit that button. There you go.
If you're experiencing a temporary financial hardship, and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help you keep your home. Hardest Hit Alabama is a federally funded foreclosure prevention program. If you qualify, Hardest Hit Alabama can pay your mortgage payments on your behalf or provide other forms of assistance. The program is available statewide on a first-come, first-served basis. We've helped thousands of Alabama homeowners, and we may be able to help you. Call 1-877-497-8182 to speak to a program counselor, or visit hardesthitalabama.com to learn more and apply. That's 1-877-497-8182 or hardesthitalabama.com. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and as I predicted, our amazing Independence Day sale has been held over. All mattresses and headboards are on sale, as well as bedroom furniture and adjustable bases. With over 80 models of mattresses on display, including budget sets to ultra premium, extra firm to super plush, we offer more choices at better prices than the chain stores. We are wheeling and dealing all summer, so if you need a mattress or headboard, now is a great time to save on quality sets from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and Sutherland. We have high-end floor samples from Restonic and Heirloom, as well as many other closeout bargains. We have been voted this area's favorite mattress store for 18 times because we offer better values and great customer service. Visit us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Listen up. The Lee High School 50th Reunion Committee needs your help. If you were in the class of 1970 or know someone who was, check with us on Facebook. If you don't come, we will talk about you. It's going to be fun.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Montgomery area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites. Looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, 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 ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
And welcome back to Clearing the Air on News Talk 93.1. And I'm Jason.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, Terry.
Hey.
When'd you get here?
I just showed up.
Excellent.
I've been MIA for 3 hours. Just kidding. Postman's here, too.
Yep, and over here is the postman.
Absolutely.
Howdy, howdy.
Well, let me do one of our regular features on this program, Need to Know, which, good stuff. The Gateway Pundit has done a lot of research on Ilhan Omar, the infamous pro-Islam congresswoman. Apparently, she made up, she married her brother. Anyway, they changed their name. She did a lot of illegal things so she could get into this country. Now, all of this is coming out, but my question is there going to be any repercussions? Are they going to remove this woman if she needs to be removed? She is an enemy of the state, in my opinion. She's not even supposed to be here, and yet she's occupying a elected seat in Congress. How's that possible? Are they going to remove her? If they don't, folks, then that kind of lets us know that the government cannot be reined in. It's totally gone. It no longer speaks for us. You know, this is supposed to be of, by, and for the people. That's not the case anymore. This, in my opinion, this is going to be the litmus test to see what happens. We have a call?
We do. It's Frank.
Okay. You know how to do that?
Hit the green button?
No.
Oh.
You got your... All right.
I'm about to learn how to answer the call without dropping it.
Telephone zone, middle button.
All right.
Middle button, take it and put it on the system.
Hello, Frank. You still there?
I am.
Ah, then I did it correctly. All right. Well, what's going on?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey Frank.
Hey Frank.
Hey, the hey, first off, Terry, did I hear you mention at the beginning of your show that somebody mentioned to you that we should not do anything and not take any actions and just wait for God?
Yes, I got chided on Facebook for that I was scaring people and da-da-da-da-da, you know, yeah.
Well, here's the deal. Number one, we need to act with God and in God's name, but we certainly should not sit by and wait for him, okay?
Amen, I agree.
If that's the case, why did I have what I had?
Exactly.
Why did I have the vision that I had and seen what I had and was shown what I was shown? I mean, you know, plus, let me give you five Bible verses real quick. Colossians 3:23. Whatever you do, work at it with your heart as working with the Lord, not for men. Proverbs 22:29. See if that a man diligent in his business, he shall stand before kings, and he shall not stand before a mean man. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you just one more. Timothy, 2 Timothy 2:15. Do your best to preserve your life to God as one approved workman who does not need to be ashamed and is correctly handles the word of truth. In other words, we work in the name of God, okay? But we don't sit back and wait for God.
Amen.
All right?
I agree.
Now, the next thing I want to cover is because this is really, really blew me away this week. I know you mentioned that you talked about it before, you know, several times on here, but I have not really listened to it in depth. To the degree that I did, and you know, like I said, when I do my new cancer treatment, and I'm it's just like chemotherapy, about an hour and a half, an hour, 45 minutes. So I'm sitting there, so I listen to a podcast, okay?
You're talking about Bird's Diary? Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, this was about DUMB, D-U-M-B.
Oh, yeah, okay? Deep Underground Military Bases, yeah.
Yeah, Deep Underground Military Bases, okay? And it just blew me away, and you step back and you try to tie it together for a minute. And you step back at what Postman, what you've been talking about for the last year and a half, 2 years, what Terry's been talking about, and what Jason's throwing into the mix here, and people are saying, is any of this actually real? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But here's the deal. Do you have any idea how many deep underground military bases there are in this country?
Quite a few.
I've seen a map of how many there were, and it was mind-blowing. I can't remember.
Well, let me give you an idea. Okay, this will take about 5 minutes, but this is me running through you.
Go ahead.
Arizona's got 10, okay? 10 deep underground military bases.
Mm-hmm.
Arkansas's got 2. California has 14.
Wow.
Colorado's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Connecticut's got 1. Little teeny Connecticut, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Florida's got 2. Georgia's got 1 in Atlanta, which is the FEMA Regional Center. And 1 in Thomasville, which sits in the 30th parallel, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This one really caught my attention, guys. Idaho's got 2, okay?
Idaho.
One of them is in south central Idaho, which is the Snake River flows between Twin Falls and Idaho Falls. And it's the lava flows that flow in between there. Have you guys ever been in a lava flow?
No.
No.
Not yet.
You ever been in a cave?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, you've been in a lava flow then, okay?
Oh, wow.
Chances are you've been in a cave. You've been in a lava flow, all right? But these lava flows, and you mentioned my cousin Darwin. You know, I tell you a story real quick. One time, he said, "Look, we're going out tonight." And I said, "Okay." You know, I thought we were going out drinking beer or something. You know, I'm like, "Cool." You know, we go to the desert, and we start hunting rattlesnakes. Okay.
Oh boy.
And you know, so I'm holding light. You take him catching rattlesnakes and milking them. That's how crazy this guy was. And then we went to a couple of underground caves,
mm-hmm.
and he showed me where they were roped off. And back then, I thought he was crazy. This was one of them, okay? Right here in between Twin Falls and Idaho Falls, okay?
Wow.
Kansas has got 2. Maryland has got 5. Massachusetts 1. Michigan 1. New Mexico's got 18, okay?
New Mexico plays big into all this. Go ahead.
Yeah. I won't go on and on and on. My point is there's about 260-something underground military bases, okay? And they open up to something. And I've heard, and I think Postman, you said on this show, that they are connected. And this guy in this podcast said the same thing. They're connected all by elaborate
maglev trains.
Right. There's a superhighway and maglev trains that actually connect them. Because I actually talked to a truck driver that went in Dallas and came out in Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Say that again.
He went in in Dallas and came out in Memphis.
Yeah.
That gives you
an idea. Well, they're saying in this podcast that helicopters would come down to this. This lady has some private property right next to a federal park, and this is where two of them were at in New Mexico, okay? And she never gave all the information, wherever it was at for sure. But anyway, and helicopters would come and fly and never slow down. So straight underground. Mm-hmm. At their regular speed, okay, and they totally disappear. And how is that possible? Okay, so there's something big and elaborate down there.
True.
And that ties into the Hollow Earth. I mean, there's this whole thing ties in what I've been talking about, the Hollow Earth, now for years. I mean, for a couple of weeks now. And I think we're all familiar with Revelation 16, 18, and 20, and Revelation 6, 15 through 17, when it talks about men trying to hide in caves and so forth.
Yes.
And
being,
yes. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay. So they're not going to be able to hide.
No, that's what they think they're going to do. Well, my research on it, Frank, let me tell you what I found. I found that the building of these things started the second that Voyager sent back images of an incoming mini solar system, Planet X. Mm-hmm. When Voyager hit the edge of our solar system and it took pictures of an incoming Planet X, that's when they started building these things 24/7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how they actually found out that it was coming, one of they got it in one of the interviews with one of the biological extraterrestrial type beings.
Oh yeah, EB.
He was one that actually told them that this planet suffers meteor showers about every 3,600 years, and they asked him why, and he told them that there is a rogue brown dwarf star that's caught in our sun's gravitational field, and it goes out to another star system, and it rotates around another one, then it comes back every 3,600 years, and it pulls in asteroids from the asteroid belt, and usually Earth goes through the tail. And at some point in time, Earth's going to have to run the gauntlet. And I feel strongly that it will probably be from 2020 to 2025 that it'll take place.
Yeah, sometime in that time frame, because Enoch specifically mentions the fact that we're going to get hit with something exactly like you just described.
Yeah.
Okay? And it'll take mountains and lay mountains down to valleys. It'll totally eradicate the mountains. But to the point is, And talking about it is actually talking in the name of God about it, okay? Sitting back and doing nothing and not talking about it or even mentioning it or even suggesting that something exists, that's not the right thing to do, okay? I think your previous caller, I forget his name, mentioned it. We should be talking about this and researching it and doing everything we can to let people know what's coming, because something's coming. They don't have Antarctica totally covered up and secluded for nothing. There's something down there, okay? And it's all tied into these deep underground military bases and the Hollow Earth. I'm 100% convinced now. There's no way anybody could change my mind on that.
And a lot of people don't realize too that it sounds gloom and doom, but our time is actually about up. The cycle's ending. And he wants to put another race on the planet, and and the thing is, our time's been up. Each civilization that's put on the planet lasts from five to 7,000 years, and that's it.
Postman, sorry to interrupt you, but if you believe in the Word of God and in the Book of Enoch, our time is not up. Their time is up.
Right.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Their time, all these evil, evil, evil people that are doing all these horrible things right now, their time is up. But you're right, time is up. Mm-hmm. It's about to get, it's coming. Okay?
It's coming, for sure.
Yeah, and it's incoming, that's why in the Hollow Earth Villa that I've been, there's so many suggestions about under the earth and in the earth, and where did all that come from? It's just mind-boggling. There's so much we don't know And to say that we've been taught everything in church, that's just a bunch of baloney, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, anyway, I just thought I'd throw my 2 cents worth in tonight.
Let me know when you finish with Hollow Earth, and then we'll do a species expose on it and what's down there.
Yeah, because I'm about probably another 2-3 weeks away from it, I think, Postman.
Okay.
I'd really like to know what you think's down there, because I have an idea, but I don't know if I'm even close or not. You know?
I think you might be, and be honest with you, some of these latent diseases that are in the human genome came from those races, you know, where they intermixed.
Yeah.
And,
and
you know, we'll talk about it when the time comes.
Yeah. So.
Oh yeah.
Okay, guys. Well, appreciate you taking my call.
All right. Thank you. It looks like we're late for a break. We'll be back with you shortly.
Through my window today, could have tripped out easy, but I changed my way.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Report.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hey, Bob, I'm looking for a pharmacy, and I was wondering which one you and Pam use.
We've used Adams Drugs for years. You know, I take a lot of medications for my diabetes, so I needed someone that could partner with me in keeping everything under control.
I understand. I'm on a lot as well, and I can't always see my doctor when I have questions.
My Adams Drugs pharmacist answers all my questions, and they take the time to make sure I understand. I trust them completely.
Sounds like I need to call Adams Drugs. You have their number?
But the best thing is to check their website at adamsdrugs.net. That way you can check which of the 12 locations is nearest you and give them a call.
I did see that Adams is now a Health Mart pharmacy. Were they bought out?
No, Health Mart is their national buying group that allows Adams to purchase at a much lower price. Nothing has changed. Adams Drugs has served the River Region for 56 years, and believe me, that will not change.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
I try and I try and I just can't lose weight.
I've even tried workouts. I get nowhere except tired and depressed.
You need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic. It's a medical weight loss clinic using medical science, not fad diets, to help you lose weight, keep it off, and stay healthy.
I need someone to help me through. This is a major deal for me.
Dr. Summers' solutions are determined by each patient's medical needs, weight loss goals, and other individual requirements. It's a personal program.
I need to feel better. Not always worn out, hungry, and tired.
You'll get one-on-one nutritional and exercise counseling. Dr. Summers also provides prescription appetite suppressants, B6 and B12 lipotropic injections, and most importantly, support to help you stay with your weight loss program.
I think I need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Yeah, we both need Dr. Summers.
Stop doing what doesn't work. Call the Weight Clinic in Prattville at 334-358-9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
That $7.99 value meal you just threw out the window could cost you $250 in littering fines. And if you don't learn your lesson the first time, a second fine will cost you $500. Throw away your trash, not your cash. Sponsored by Alabama Department of Transportation, Alabama Law Enforcement Agencies, the ABA, and this station.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. All that heat and humidity that left us during the week is back with us now. You could run into a stray evening shower somewhere before they fade out tonight. Low temperature will be in the low 70s. Tomorrow, a hot and humid day. We're in the low 90s for a high temperature. There'll be scattered, mostly afternoon and evening storms around. Lows at night around 72. Then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, it's more of the same as we're back to that regular summertime pattern. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback checking account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
I don't either. There you go. Now
and welcome back to. I still don't hear me.
I do.
You do? Okay.
Yes.
You're good.
Okay. Welcome back to Clearing the Air. This is Jason, and here with me is Terry and the Postman. And
mm-hmm. Here we are yet again, gentlemen.
Yes, we are.
Yes. Yes, we are.
So we were talking about where we left off. I don't know. We talked about so much during the break, but.
Yeah, we need to leave the mics on and just talk during the... Well, we can't. We can't talk over commercials. That's
no,
not fair. They wouldn't work. Like that very much.
Commercials has to be...
Yeah, I guess inner-earth stuff.
Yeah.
Where we left off with... and then we were talking about the... Oh, goodness, I can't even remember.
Well, I read on the air, I read the story of a Norwegian guy who's... He and his father got lost. They were going to go fishing up in the North Atlantic, and they got caught up in the iceberg flow, and the next thing they know, they're running out of food and water, and this giant rowboat with like 10 giants, these guys, according to him, I think were like 14, 15 feet tall, saved them, took them, and towed their boat and them, and took them down inside the inner earth, and he explained they lived down there for like 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And when they came back, once they got back, they found their mother had died while they were down there, and something happened to the father. I think he got killed. So it was just the son. When the son told his story, of course, they locked him up in a mental institution. He was in there for 10 or 15 years till he came out. He moved to America, and he died still maintaining that what he said was true. And he talked about they had their own son, their version of the sun down there, and he talked about how beautiful everything was, how things grow. I mean, it's an amazing, it's like a version of what we used to be up here.
Yeah.
It's what it is down there. It's amazing.
And that sun is inside of the earth has a really fascinating story behind it. I mean,
where does it come from, Postman?
You remember the story about when Earth got refurbished?
Yes.
I told you about? When it was in the fifth position the first time?
Yes.
And I told you there was an interstellar, actually there was an intergalactic war was going to break out, you know, because of that.
Right.
Because Earth had been destroyed. It was actually entropy that actually caused that, you know, because this entity is Satan, or at the time he was called Enki. He was the one that actually caused this.
Hmm.
He actually usurped the authority of the of the sun god at the time, as they called him the sun god, Apsu, and he was actually killed, overthrown, and back in the day, they always do that, and they always take their wives, always do, go in their house, and they actually do it in. They actually do what they're going to do inside of the other person's house.
Yeah, the one they conquer.
Right.
Sure.
That's why today it is so wrong, you know, to actually go in somebody's house and take somebody's wife.
Yeah.
It should be.
And then.
Just ain't right.
And then.
Just ain't fitting.
It ain't fitting.
After that happened, you know, of course, his son, Marduk, and the planet Planet X was actually called Marduk. Of course, we played the story with him one night. I don't know if the audience remembers it or not. But anyway, Marduk makes his first pass, and he actually destroys the halo or the veil that Tiamat has around her to protect her. Of course, he has a veil too. He picks his veil up from Uranus. That's where he got it from.
Got it from Aran Uranus.
Right. He got it from Anu, and which was his grandfather. As a matter of fact, his grandfather fashioned him a laser pistol. He made it out of one emerald. It had a red beam that came from it. And the thing is, and when you're talking about Satan and the devil, they're two different entities. One's the father, and another's the son. And you see that goes along with the biblical theme too. And so what they did was they were actually doing God's bidding, but they didn't even know it.
That happens.
Yeah, they didn't even know it. He wanted to refurbish Earth anyway, but he didn't know it. So Earth is destroyed. He makes the first path. He actually severs Tiamat asunder in the middle, and he hit it where most of the water hit it where most of the water wasn't. There was very little land on it, but that's why he hit it at, and he wanted to preserve the water. And that's why so much water is in the asteroid belt today, because that one was a whole planet. And after the destruction, on the second pass, it was hit, and then it was knocked out of the fifth position. And it came toward the inner solar system, and it ended up resting in the third position. And so, after that, Earth laid, or actually, old Tiamat have Tiamat laid waste. It was in a void position. It was loaded with water, and volcanic activity was going on, but it was barren. Everything was dead. It killed everything on it. And what happened was, I think I mentioned one night on the program that they had to send to the Andromeda Galaxy to get a mediator to stop the galactic war that was about to break out, because every entity that was in the solar system wanted to come in and assist, and actually stop them from doing what they were doing. But a galactic council resumed, and they met and they decided to actually make the Anunnaki, which that's who did it at the time, the Anunnaki, actually repair Earth. And what they did was they went to a nearby star system interstellar space, and actually found a 600 mile diameter yellow sun star. And they actually towed it back to where Earth is now, here, and actually put it on the inside of Earth. And that's where that sun came from.
So basically the core of the Earth is the sun?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And that's what illuminates everything?
That's what illuminates everything on the inside of it.
Yeah, I've read so many different stories of people that have explored inner Earth, and they all talk about the light source. It's like a sun.
Right.
But, that makes... it makes sense and it doesn't make sense.
Actually, he says it's an actual star. Yeah. 600-mile diameter star.
But it's funny, all the stuff that you're talking about, of course, it doesn't go into that elaborate detail, but the stuff that I've read through the transcripts from translating the... cuneiform tablets from Sumeria or wherever it was,
mm-hmm.
Talking about Enlil and Enki and the destruction of Earth and all that kind of stuff. It's pretty interesting. So,
yeah, and all this happened when they transferred rulership, from the parents to the kids. Yeah. In the days of vernacular, they tore things up.
Yeah.
In other words, I mean, tore it up.
Yeah.
Clear in the air.
Yep, and it's strange. We got a call? Oh, I got to hit a break?
Yep.
All right. Well, it looks like we're going to hit a break.
And come back, Miss Connie.
Come back shortly.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
The best things in life are free. Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available. It's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
If you are experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help. Hardest Hit Alabama is a foreclosure prevention program for eligible homeowners. Visit HardestHitAlabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the ABA, and this station.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
And we're back. Welcome to Clearing the Air. And
the divine Miss Connie.
Yeah, we have Miss Connie on line one.
Hey, Ms.
Hello, Miss Connie.
Hey, I got a couple of things, but they're going to be kind of quick. But I agree with what you said, Terry. I think a lot of these immigrants incoming, it's because of the evil that this nation has done, or at least the powers that be have done.
Amen.
And I believe this is just judgment against what the nation, the powers that be, I shouldn't
absolutely
say the nation.
Absolutely, I believe
have
that
done. And so, and God can't lie, and when there's this much evil, there will be judgment.
Yes, ma'am.
And we should still stand against it. I'm not saying we should sit back and wait for the rapture, which I don't believe we're gonna suffer. Okay.
Right.
But then I have a question, and maybe Postman, do you have any idea what those, they call them snake-like UFOs are? Have you seen them? The pictures of them? They don't seem to be solid. It's really weird.
Say it again now.
Snake-like? There's some UFOs that are snake-like. Yes, it's long, and they, but they're kind of wriggle. They don't look solid. Some people have compared them to plasma. They were, I think the first one was seen in California, and they've been seen in Colorado and Washington State. I'm not sure about other places. But I don't know if it's a hoax. I don't know, because this is not a usual UFO.
No, it's not. It's not. I've actually seen a, there was one on NASA Unexplained Files one night.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. On NASA's Unexplained Files. I mean, as you can pull up and look at them. I mean, there's several episodes. There's a website where they show all NASA Unexplained. And, uh-huh. And they're actually, that site is filled with nothing but UFO sightings. I'm talking about real UFOs.
But this is, like I said, it doesn't appear to be rigid.
No, it's not. It morphs.
It wriggles.
It morphs. It morphs. It undulates. Yeah. And it's a light craft is what it is. It's like a plasmatic light craft is what it is.
Well, that's really weird. And I've just recently seen this, so I don't think it's been talked about, at least, very long.
Yeah, but
anyway,
I've actually seen pictures of them. I mean, it's a weird thing to actually see, and
it really is. It's very strange.
And you know something, Ms. Connie? There is a painting that was painted in the 14th century. Believe it or not.
Okay.
I want to say it was I can't remember the painter's name, but it's in an actual website where they actually show it, and if you look at a site it's the Yellow Rose 4, Texas.
What, Yellow Rose what?
4 Texas. Yellow Rose 4, Texas, not of Texas, 4 Texas.
Four, is it spelled out F-O-R or is it the
F-O-R.
Number 4?
Yeah, F-O-R.
Okay.
Yeah, and she actually explains it, you know, when she's talking about, you know, who's in control of planet Earth. Uh-huh. The archons and she breaks it all the way down, you know, to the hierarchy on Earth, the way religion's set up with the Pope and everything, and about how what we're living in, what kind of reality we're living in, and she actually is actually on one of her site when that Bellcom employee comes on and he actually explains, you know, what the Vector 7 sigil means, and why is in every corporate conglomerate, and why is in every the logo and on every spacefaring nation on the planet, and it's kind of funny that we fight against each other on the ground, but when it comes to space, we fly in the same starship, and the thing is that's Iran. Iran is a spacefaring nation, you know. And it's
well,
kind of
weird. I'm going to look that site up. I knew if anybody would know anything about it, you would. So it's just the weirdest thing I've ever seen. If you haven't seen it, Terry, or anybody out there, just look up snake-like UFO, and it's weird.
Story. Story Musgrave said the same thing. He actually filmed one outside of the space station one night, and. And he got on air and actually told it. I mean, he actually put emphasis on what he was saying.
Oh, is that what they're talking about, the snakes in space?
Right, uh-huh.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah. And there's some of different sizes, and I believe some of those are related to those rods, because these are actual living creatures that live in the upper atmosphere and at the edge of space. They're bioluminescent. They're made out of pure energy.
Yeah, they did talk about the light. Yeah, it does look like a worm or something. It's strange.
Right.
And I thought, well, how can that be a UFO? Because it doesn't seem to be solid.
And there's some vessels that some ships, some starships that are the same way, because there was one refueling in an Aurora Borealis, and it was on it was on NASA Unexplained Files. As a matter of fact, this was in the configuration of the Captain Kirk Enterprise. I kid you not. It's weird.
All right. Well, thanks. I'll go. So maybe somebody else wants to call in. But thanks.
All right.
Thank you, Ms.
Y'all have a good night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yes. Now I'm going to be up very late tonight, googling snake spaceships.
There's a lot of videos out there.
What you were talking about with the rods being related.
Right.
The rod that I saw, I saw something zipping by, you know, out of the corner of my eye, and then I'm looking, you know, at the grass, and all of a sudden I see this long thing. It just a blur at first, and then it stops.
Mm-hmm.
Right in front of me, and then it slithers like a snake in the air.
Right.
And I'm sitting there fumbling for my camera. I'm like, I got to take a picture of this because it was so weird. It was, you know, segmented, you know, with like...
Yeah, it is.
Kind of like little windows on the side of it. But, I mean, it's a very tiny thing. It wasn't big at all.
And it's reminiscent to the actual biological creatures that are in Challenger Deep. That's, you know, 7 miles, you know, below the Earth's surface in the ocean.
Yep.
And they're bioluminescent, too.
But before I could get my camera to come up on my phone, that joker took a dive right into the ground. It just turned down and went straight into the ground. It disappeared instantly. It was so fast.
You would be actually surprised what you would catch if you would take your cell phone and just put it on record, and then just let it record just blank air, and then you take it, and if you had the one eighth speed or the 1/3 speed on it, just slow it down. You know, when you play it back,
yeah,
you'd be surprised what you see.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm going to have to try that because I'm fascinated. I can never catch anything that I see on camera because I always fumble. I'm so excited to get my camera out. I'm going to get a picture of this. I'm going to show it to everybody. And by the time I get my camera out, it's gone, disappeared, whatever.
Yeah, you got to be quick on your feet like Wendy was 2 days ago in North Georgia.
Yeah, I did catch the end of the rainbow with my camera, though. I thought that was pretty interesting. Of course, you know, I never actually got to it, but I could see where it landed in the street, and mm-hmm. I took a... Oh, yeah, it looks like we're about to leave.
Mm-hmm.
We're at the end of the program, so...
How much time's left on the clock up there?
About 1 minute, 17, 16, 15.
Wow.
Dwindling down.
Yes, it is. Well, folks, thanks for listening to Clearing the Air. I am your host, Terry Adams, Egomaniac. Now, I'm going to be leaving... I got a lot to do tonight. We're going to be leaving, flying out of Birmingham early, early in the morning. We'll be in Minnesota for a few days for a Polaris dealer trip that we have to go to, according to the new Polaris dealer agreement. I did not want to sign, but I had to. So
Minnesota.
I'm going to be out of town. I won't be at Baumhauer's Wednesday night, probably, but I will be back next Saturday night, guys. And remember, folks, you always know where you stand when you're on your knees praying to God. I'll let these guys say goodnight to you.
Oh, yeah. Good night.
That's it. Postman?
I'm sure we come up with more to say, but...
Well, how much time do we have, Jason?
About 29 seconds,
oh, okay.
28.
You have plenty of time, man. You put a lot into that.
Yeah, it's been a good show tonight, fellas, and it's been fascinating to actually sit here.